You're listening to The Kelly Track Show. I'm your host, Kelly Track, author, coach, and eternal optimist. Each week, I'll give you lessons to elevate your life, reclaim your personal power, and truly awaken and transform. Your best life starts right now. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. Thank you as always for tuning in and for listening. I wanted to take a quick second and say thank you. I look at the podcast episode downloads from time to time, and I swear to God, every time I check in, they do a double. I literally could not believe it when I looked the other day, and it just did another double on me, and I was like, oh my goodness, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you listening and sharing the show and being a lovely part of my community. I so see you showing up every week, and I wanted to give you a very heartfelt thank you because you really do enable this work that I do in the world. So thank you. I really love you and I really appreciate you. Now, support for today's episode comes from Teachable. Teachable is the online course creation platform that I use for Your Best Life, my best-selling course on mastering your mindset and doing the inner work first before you take any action. And it's also where I'm hosting The Inner Circle, my monthly mastermind subscription group to my soul tribe. OMG, I'm super excited. More details on that to come in this episode. And Teachable has been a godsend. It's so easy. It's plug and play. And if you are looking to build your first online course or you have gifts that you want to share with the world and you want to put it into an online course format, if you use the link in the show notes to sign up for Teachable, because you are a podcast listener of mine and a beautiful human, you get a special treat from Teachable. It has $1,000 in value that you get for free. It's 3 free classes on how to build your online course, how to market it, how to create it from A to Z. And there's even an option to get 8 weeks of live coaching from the Teachable team. So if that speaks to you and if it calls to you and if Teachable is in your crystal ball of the future, the link is in the show notes. Now, today on the podcast, I want to share with you this topic of finding your zone of genius, because it's been coming up a lot lately for my coaching clients, and it came up for myself a couple months ago, and I realized this was a big aha moment that I wanted to share with you too. So we're going to start with my own personal aha moment. FYI, the topics for the show usually come from my own life and stuff that I have been seeing a lot or stuff that has been top of mind for me. And I always just sort of go with what kind of questions I'm being asked frequently by my coaching clients or stuff that's coming up in my life. So here was the big aha moment. As you know, I have an online course. It is self-study. It's called Your Best Life. We ran it live this year and we made it into a self-study version so people can take it at any time at any rate. Now, when I was putting that course together, I had this moment where I watched myself on video speak back to myself and say all the stuff that I have basically been collecting over my entire life. Your Best Life, for those of you that have heard this a million times, it is my own custom way to thrive. It is my recipe as to how I live my own life and how I live my own best life. And it's all of the inner work and the mindset tools that I have custom handcrafted for myself. I literally make up words that you've never heard before because they're my own words and they're processes that I've made up for myself. And sometimes when I get stuck, because I do, I am human and I definitely get stuck. Even though I'm a life coach, I get stuck all the effing time. I sometimes have to go back and watch it. And I had this moment during edits when we were doing the edits for the course. And I was watching that course and I was watching myself stand there and speak out loud what I know to be truly transformational. And I had this moment of, oh my God, I am the teacher. Oh my God, I am the teacher. Now, when you hear me say that I was sort of surprised to see myself as a teacher, you're probably thinking like, what the heck, Kelly? Like, you have a podcast, you coach people for a living, you do this work, this is your full-time gig. Like, why did you just say this now? I feel like this goes for a lot of us. when we are good at something or we have a zone of genius, sometimes we get it, like we mentally get it and our brains are like, yeah, check, I'm good at that, I do that, I get it. But then there's this sort of internal click on an internal, deeper resonance and level where it clicks into place. And that's when you're like, oh, I actually get it. I actually get it. It's like when your brain and your heart finally sync up. My brain got it. My brain put the pieces together, but it wasn't until I sort of felt it. It was this sort of almost this arrival of coming home and like fully stepping into my power and fully embodying it. And I know it sounds kind of backwards because I've been doing this for a while before I even made Your Best Life, but it was me watching myself back that really got to me when it finally all became so crystal clear. I am the teacher. I am the teacher. Now, I love playing the role of the student. I play the role of the student all the time, and I really do believe that good coaches get coaching themselves. And I have people I work with. I have people that I go to for my own personal moments of transcending and up-leveling, because I defs need to up-level all the time too. I'm doing the work right alongside you. And I kind of was always like, okay, I'm like half student, half teacher, half student, half teacher. And it didn't take me until literally like probably a couple months ago until it finally clicked in that, oh my God, I can own the fact that I'm the teacher. I am the teacher. So this is where I want to begin today with you on the podcast, because sometimes we are the only ones that cannot see our zone of genius. It's like the whole world gets it and you're getting it right now. You're like, Kelly, I listened to your show. Or Kelly, I've hired you for a coaching session. Or I've taken your program or your class. Like, what are you talking about? About? I sound really Canadian there. But it's true. You're thinking like, how come you couldn't see it? So I'm going to reflect that same question back to you, my beautiful friend. What are you not seeing? What is so blaringly obvious that you can't see? What is a gift that the whole world can see, but maybe you just haven't opened your eyes yet? Or maybe you're not really aware of it yet. Or maybe nobody has told you that you're good. You're actually amazing at that. Do you see what I'm saying here? Sometimes we are like the last people to realize it, for that click, that internal click to happen. And not just where our brain clicks in, but our heart clicks in. Now, some of our best gifts are quite obvious. And maybe you do this too, where you don't really fully own those gifts that come really easy to you. In Your Best Life, I talk about the different types of easy and how it's so important to lean into what you're naturally good at and what comes easy to you, and how that's your highest form of like currency and energy and vibration, because it's your natural divine gift. And yet sometimes we can't really see it. We often will think of our skills and our abilities as stuff that we have mastered over time. And yes, sometimes you do really sharpen the saw, as Stephen Covey would say, or master certain areas of your life where you're already really good. But sometimes we forget. We're like, we list off the things that we like know that we have learned really well and we've mastered. So for me, example, whatever, using an Excel doc. I have not mastered Excel by any means, but I'm pretty proficient in Excel. And on a resume, you'd be like, okay, what skills have I mastered in my life? Oh, okay, Excel. I remember learning that. I remember putting the effort in to learn that. I remember being good at that. And oh yeah, I'm good at that. Now, then there are skills that are very innate to me. Stuff that I have, yes, obviously mastered and gotten better at over time, like public speaking. But here's the deal. I've been good at speaking and talking since high school. I've been happy in front of a crowd since high school. It's a natural thing. I don't get sweaty palms. It's easy for me. I like it. And I'm totally good at that. It's something I'm good at. Now, sometimes we're like, okay, what are my gifts? And you think of all the stuff you've really put effort into to master. And sometimes you think of the stuff where you're good at it innately and you're like, nah, that doesn't count. Nah, I never really put that much effort into it. I can't keep that on the resume. Or that's not really my gift. When in fact, it actually is your gift, but sometimes we can't see it. Here's a really great example. You probably have those friends that are like this. One of them is really funny. And you're like, you could be a comedian. You could do stand-up on Saturday nights. You could totally rock the stage at that dive bar on the weekends when they ask for stand-up comics. You're really funny. Or you have that other friend and you're like, you're an amazing cook. You make the most divine, luxurious meals. I feel like I'm eating at a five-star restaurant when I come to your house. Or you have another friend and you're like, you are so talented and crafty. Like, you crocheted that thing in like record time. I'm really impressed. And when you tell people their gifts and what is blatantly obvious, like, you're really funny, you're an amazing, brilliant cook, or you're amazing at putting crafts together and you have a beautiful eye for artistry, sometimes they go like this. Nah, oh, I couldn't. I'm not that good. Like, I could never do stand-up. Are you kidding me? Like, no. Or, no, my cooking's not five-star. Like, maybe, like, 2 stars. And then your friend that makes really beautiful crafts, she's like, nah, I could never open an Etsy store. And I'm not that impressed with these. And sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, like, what can you not see? These are your natural gifts. These are your natural abilities. And this is where your zone of genius comes into play. Because maybe you're the only one not seeing it. Maybe you're the only one that's not seeing the fact that you're actually really funny. You're more funny than other people. Being funny is a skill, and you know, you could be a comedian, or your cooking is so good that you could like cater private parties. I mean, you could even be on the Food Network. It's that good. Or your friend with the crafts, like, you know, you could really sell this at a high level premium on Etsy. This is some really good, gorgeous craftsmanship. So I want you to take a quick second to check in and think, what zone of genius have I not owned, declared, or said outright? What parts of my life am I kind of the one where I'm just not seeing it? Where does everyone else realize it, but maybe not me? And that's such a powerful check-in question, because sometimes we go on with our life and we don't have that moment of like, oh, what am I naturally good at? What do people compliment me on? What are my natural gifts and abilities? Where are my zones of genius? You guys, I said zones because there's more than one for sure. One of the beautiful things you can do is think about all of your zones of genius sort of as little circles on a page and see how you can weave those together with a red thread. Chances are, whatever you're doing for a living, if it lights you up, probably encompasses many of those gifts at once because you've figured out how to put those together in a way that serves you best. And if you are unsure about your zone of genius, reflect backwards. Do the exercise in reverse. Think about what you're doing or what lights you up. If you don't have a gig that lights you up right now, that's totally okay. Think about what makes you really happy and reflect, okay, what are the skills and abilities that are needed for this art, for this project, for this thing? And ask yourself, oh, do I have those? So say, for example, you don't know what your gifts are, but you run a podcast. Now, your things, you would be like, okay, a podcaster needs to be good with words, has to be comfortable in front of a microphone, has to be able to explain things in a simple way, has to like people, has to enjoy teaching, has to be a good teacher. You can kind of pull the pieces back like that and be like, oh, maybe I've got some of those skills. And that's an exercise you can do, doing it in reverse instead of doing it from gifts looking into your gig, but looking into your gig and going out to your gifts. Also, if you're feeling kind of stuck, try asking other people, what are my gifts? What am I really good at? What do I innately know? What are my divine strengths? And chances are you'll probably get back some answers that are quite repetitive. Like, I know for me, whenever I've asked this question, people will be like, oh, you're really good at connecting with other people. You can have a conversation with pretty much everybody, or you are very positive. So once you have your gifts and you are aware of your gifts, this is now the time for phase 2, owning your gifts. Okay. This is definitely a phase 2 because declaring your gifts is one thing. Owning your gifts is a whole nother enchilada. This is the piece that is a little bit more complex because it requires a certain level of confidence, and confidence in yourself, in your innate wisdom, in your gifts, and in your divine abilities. It's knowing that only you can do this. You're the only one for the job. You're the only one that can say it in that way. You're the only one that can teach it in that style. You're the only one that can paint that photo. You're the only one that can cook that meal in a certain way. You're the only person that can make those other people feel a certain way about themselves. This is all about owning the fact that your gift and the way you express your gift is going to be unique. And even though you and I might have a very similar gift, like maybe I'm positive and you're positive, but the way we express that is going to be different and perfect and beautiful. So you want to make sure that you are owning your gifts and you are owning what is undeniable and true and uniquely yours. Now, owning your gifts can take time. It's taken me years to really lean into my gifts and really take them and amplify them. I mean, who I was as, you know, Kelly Track business school student, which was very close to my high school self, to who I am now and how I show up now is miles apart. Miles, light years, because of all of the personal development work I have done. So I'm going to give you a couple questions that you can think over and mull over and really marinate in to kind of decrease that time span between being one way and showing up in another light where you are really owning your gifts and your strengths. So here are the questions, and feel free to pause right now and grab a journal and write these down. What gifts can I own more fully? What would it look like if I embodied this gift even more? How would I show up? How would I speak? How would I carry myself? How would I talk? How would I think? How would I act? What would it look like if I embodied this every single day? What would I wear? Who would I hang out with? How would I spend my time? What would my day look like if I truly stepped into this gift more fully? Now, these are such beautiful, soulful questions because we quite often don't really take the time to have a quick pause and check in. And you know, if you're listening while you're commuting, just mull these over in your head for a little bit or reflect on them throughout your day. Think about what would it look like if I own this more fully, and what would my life look like if I owned my gift more fully? That's such a fun thing to even ponder and consider, because then you realize where you're not exactly showing up in alignment with your gifts. Part of becoming who you really are includes shedding the metaphorical snakeskin of who you are not. Let me repeat that. Part of becoming who you really are includes the shedding of the metaphorical snakeskin of who you are not. Are you with me, my friends? You totally know this. When you're on your path, when you are going towards more of you and feeling more in alignment with who you are and feeling more filled up with the juice and zest of life, you leave behind those old traits of stuff like perfectionism, worry of what other people are going to think of you, being shy and embarrassed to share your gifts, thinking that you are unworthy. We let go of that stuff. So I'm going to ask you, what parts do you need to shed in order to become the real you? What traits? What ways of being? What fixed ways of being and narratives or self-talk maybe you need to let go of in order to really embrace that gift? Like if your gift, for example, is positivity as well, maybe you gotta shed some of that negative self-talk in your head. I mean, hey, I'm just telling you that one as an example because that was a personal example. I was like, I speak so positively to everybody else. Why do I not talk so well in my own head? And that's part of my process and my journey of becoming one and that union of my gifts and how I appear. So my friends, that is what I wanted to share with you today about owning your zone of genius and how to find it in the first place. Now, before I do a wrap-up summary, I wanted to make sure that you know about The Inner Circle. The Inner Circle is my monthly mastermind subscription group. It's got everything you need in one place for high quality and soulful personal development, proven strategy, intimate life coaching and guidance and mentorship from me, and a soul tribe. So this is something that happens every single month. Currently, it is on waitlist. We're going to open enrollment in a few weeks. And if this speaks to you and if it calls to you, you can leave your name on the waitlist in the link below in the show notes, and you will get a discount code for half off your first month, which is pretty damn sweet because the Inner Circle is only $49 a month, which is super amazing given all the amazing goodies you get, which includes one high-level training on personal development every single month that's live and taught by me, a live one-hour group coaching call where I work with you one-on-one in the hot seat to make sure that you are getting the loving support and guidance that you need, weekly check-ins, access to our private online community where you can find your accountability buddies, mastermind on self-development topics, share what you're learning with the group, and find those people that just get it. So my friends, if this speaks to you, the link is in the show notes. Now, in summary for this episode today, I want to go over this quite quickly before you hop off the pod and continue with your day. The zone of genius is one that so many of us forget. Sometimes it's there, but it's like blatantly obvious to the point where we forget it ourselves. And you know what? For starters, that's totally okay. It's so normal. And I just shared how it happened to me like recently where for a while there, I didn't realize that I was the teacher. So in summary, this is it. Number one, ask yourself, what am I not seeing? What blatantly obvious gift have I kind of been ignoring? And how can I lean into this more fully? Number two, what do people recognize me for a lot? Do people tell me that I'm a good interviewer? Do people tell me that I'm positive? What kind of strengths are really prevalent already? Number three, how can I fully own my gifts? How can I embody them better? How can I show up more fully and whole? What would I look like, sound like, and talk like if I really own my strengths? So my friends, that is the show for you today. I hope you loved it. And if you did, please take a second to share the show. And if you are joining me this year for the Inner Circle and you want to be a part of my monthly mastermind group, I am so excited to have you. So stick your name on the waitlist and I will see you back here soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. If you love this episode, please take a second to share it with somebody that you know needs to hear this message. And if you feel so called and so moved, please write an honest review of what you think about this podcast in iTunes and leave me some stars. That would truly help me out on my journey to helping millions and millions of people. And until next time, have a lovely day, and I'm so excited to see you back here soon.